Hey everyone, welcome back to another adventure. My name is Alex Acuff, and you are listening to the Acuff's Adventure Podcast. Today, we are going to do kind of a weekly rewind. Going to be doing this every week. So on Fridays or Saturdays, I hope it's Fridays. I hope I'm consistent about it. But I just want to recap kind of the things we went over this week. If I have to correct anything, I want to correct it now. So we'll kind of touch on the topics I hit today or hit this week. And I'm also going to throw out a food recommendation at the end. So be prepared for that. It's delicious. So first we have the Auburn Young Professionals, the kickoff event. So I do need to make one big correction about this. Is it the it's happening at the Auburn University Club on the 31st, and that is from 5 to 6:30. I kind of screwed that up a little bit. So I wanted to correct that. I think I said it was at Saugahatchee and like from 7 to 9 or something, but it's from 5 to 6:30 and it's at the Auburn University Club. You do not have to be a member to stop by and visit and meet everybody. It's a great opportunity for young professionals aged 21 to 40 to meet other young professionals in the area, find out what our chamber does for AYP, find out the events we have going on, maybe get some free swag while you're there. And then, so that kind of covers the AYP day that we talked about. So next is the FHSA. So I refer to that as the First Time and Second Chance Home Buyer Savings Account Program. Real quick recap, new in 2019, it's a new law. You can now open up a savings account with an Alabama bank, just a bank located physically in Alabama. Doesn't have to be started in Alabama, but it has to be physically located in Alabama. A savings account dedicated to a tax-free savings account for you to save money for a for your closing costs or your down payment if you're a first-time home buyer or a second-chance buyer, which means you are re-entering the market after not owning a property after 10 years. This can be done jointly. It can be done by a single filer. The cool thing is the account's open for 5 years. You can write either $5,000 off a year as a single, or by joint, you can write off $10,000 a year on your taxes, tax-free. If you don't use it, just take it as income after 5 years and then pay your income tax. Next one is our book recommendation, The Best Year Ever. So this is a book I'm currently still reading through. Just kind of wanted to read you guys a quick quote and give you a little bit of perspective about Michael Hyatt, kind of where he sees perspectives and kind of where his baseline is. So he's very much a Christian is, and his quote is, "From a Christian perspective, Jesus not only knew what these people needed, he could instantly heal them, but he didn't. Instead, he asked them to declare what they wanted. It seems their apparent need was not their greatest need. More than healing, they needed clarity." So on that note, when we start talking about achieving your most important goals of the year in your lives, a lot of times it's not necessarily you need to get something or you need to be there in life. It's sometimes just sitting back and rethinking your position and getting a little bit of clarity on your direction. A lot of times people know where they want to go, but they don't know where to step first. So make sure you get clarity on where you want to go. All right, to our final part of the program. So I'm going to make a food recommendation, and this food recommendation I had yesterday. So we're going to touch on a lunch spot. I think it's relatively new. I believe the owner's brother, one of the owner's brothers, is a client of mine. So anyways, it's a lunch spot. It's called Butcher Paper Barbecue. I went there yesterday. It's on Columbus Parkway in Opelika. It is a fantastic little barbecue place. It's not a super big building. They have kind of a barbecue trailer in the back, and it's an opportunity for you just to have some local barbecue. I think they were awarded at the Auburn Barbecue Fest Best Barbecue in Auburn, Opelika. So this is my recommendation. It says that they are open from 11 to 7 today. So on Thursdays and Fridays, they're open 11 to 7. Other days, 11 to 3, except for Monday and Sunday, they are closed. So Tuesday through Saturday, most of the times, just catch them for lunch, 11 to 3, and they have an afternoon on Thursday, Friday till 7. So they also do catering if you need something catered. This seems like it'd be a pretty good choice. They're very fast in there, and the barbecued brisket is insanely good. So I hope you guys enjoyed your week. I hope you feel motivated. I hope you come back and listen to this flash briefing or podcast. And I hope you guys have a nice weekend, and I will see you on our next adventure next week. See ya.